Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into NuScale Power, ticker SMR, the small modular nuclear reactor company that's been making waves in the clean energy space. If you're thinking about adding this stock to your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from their business model to the latest financials and what the charts are telling us right now. NuScale has been on a wild ride lately, with shares dropping over 58% in the past 6 months amid broader market rotation away from some high-growth energy names. Yet the long-term story around nuclear power for AI data centers and grid reliability keeps pulling investors back in. Let's get into the details so you can decide if this dip is an opportunity or a value trap. NuScale Power develops and sells modular light water reactors designed to deliver carbon-free energy for electricity generation and industrial uses. Founded in 2007 and based in Portland, the company operates as a subsidiary of Fluor and has been pushing its VOIR small modular reactor technology through the regulatory process. CEO John Hopkins leads a team of about 330 full-time employees focused on getting these CAC plants from the drawing board into commercial operation. The core idea is factory-built modules that can be shipped and assembled on-site, potentially cutting construction time and costs compared with traditional gigawatt-scale reactors. On the top line, revenue came in at roughly $31.5 million for fiscal 2025, down from $37 million the prior year as activity tied to the RoPower project in Romania wound down. Most of that revenue still falls into the other category, with minimal product segmentation showing through yet, which tells you this is still very much a pre-commercial company. Geographic breakdown is similarly early stage, with the bulk of activity concentrated in North America and Europe as they chase initial deployments. Earnings tell a clearer story of where the company stands. For 2025, they posted a net loss of about $356 million, or negative 2.17 per share, compared with a $137 million loss in 2024. Gross profit margins actually look decent at around 22% on the small revenue base, but operating expenses ballooned as they ramped engineering, regulatory work, and business development. EBITDA landed at negative $663 million, reflecting heavy investment in getting the first plants licensed and built. The Q1 2026 print showed continued revenue pressure and higher costs, which is why the stock sold off another 5% on the news. Balance sheet-wise, NuScale ended 2025 with $836 million in cash and equivalents against just $299 million in total liabilities, giving them a very healthy current ratio above 29. Total assets reached $1.41 billion, mostly cash from recent equity raises, while stockholders' equity sits at $1.17 billion. Cash flow from operations was deeply negative at negative $460 million for the year, as they continue burning cash to advance projects. Free cash flow came in at negative $460 million as well, so the company remains reliant on capital markets for now. Valuation metrics look stretched on traditional measures. The price-to-sales ratio sits around 200 times trailing revenue, while the forward PE hovers near 10 times on optimistic 2026 estimates that still assume significant project wins. Enterprise value is roughly $3.4 billion against essentially no meaningful earnings yet. Investors are clearly paying up for the nuclear growth narrative and the potential pipeline of deployments rather than current fundamentals. Let's run through the SWOT picture. Strengths include first-mover advantage in U.S. NRC-approved small modular reactor design and a scalable factory build model that could lower costs over time. Weaknesses center on ongoing cash burn, lack of commercial revenue visibility, and dilution risk from continued equity financing. Opportunities are substantial. Surging power demand from AI data centers, government support for domestic nuclear, and potential international partnerships like the TVA and RoPower projects. Threats include execution risk on first-of-a-kind builds, competition from larger nuclear players, regulatory delays, and the class action litigation overhang from earlier share price volatility. Looking at the performance chart, SMR has fallen about 60% over the past 6 months and 35% over the trailing year, dramatically underperforming the broader utilities sector. Short-term momentum remains weak after the latest earnings miss, but the stock has shown sharp rebounds on positive nuclear policy news in the past. At the current price near $13.30, we're seeing a market cap of roughly $4 billion, which prices in a lot of future success, but leaves room for volatility if project milestones slip. Bottom line, NuScale remains a high-risk, high-reward bet on the nuclear renaissance. The balance sheet gives them runway to keep pushing projects forward, and the macro tailwinds from energy-hungry data centers are real. Still, with no meaningful profits on the horizon and execution hurdles ahead, this is one to size appropriately and monitor closely for concrete deployment announcements. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.